Those words are as needed or more right now than when he wrote them. Continuing with Proudhon, On Property are Pierre Joseph Proudhon readings. And for the record, no word yet on the results of the police investigation into the death of Prince. I've read that one of the members of his original band said there is no closure. There can be no closure without the truth. One of their manufactured lies will not do it. And this truth, the truth of his murders, true circumstances, the truth that he came to harm and death directly due to the use of EMF weapons used against citizens of the U.S. by the state, this truth will help free all of us. Quote, Two, equite, justice, and society can exist only between individuals of the same species. They form no part of the wolf to the goat, of the goat to man, of man to God, much less of God to man. The attribution of justice, equity, and love to the supreme being is pure anthropomorphism, and the adjectives just, merciful, pitiful, and the like should be stricken from our litanies. God can be regarded as just, equitable, and good only to another God. Now, God has no associate. Consequently, he cannot experience social affection such as goodness, equite, and justice. Is the shepherd said to be just to his sheep and his dogs? No. And if he saw fit to shear as much wool from a lamb 6 months old as from a ram of 2 years, or if he required as much work from a young dog as from an old one, they would say not that he was unjust, but that he was foolish. And I comment, there is room for argument in this discussion, but there's also room to assume an angle on the question that changes it or doesn't. We'll have to, this can be one of those discussions of our freedom time. That being the angle of respect. Respect for the inherent integrity of life, but I suspect he'd find much room for dispute in that view. Continuing, between man and beast, there is no society, though there may be affection. Man loves the animals as things, as sentient things, if you will, but not as persons. And I comment, we're going to have to think more on that. Continuing. Philosophy, after having eliminated from the idea of God the passions ascribed to him by superstition, will then be obliged to eliminate also the virtues which our liberal piety awards to him. And there's a note of Proudhon's that I noticed at the bottom, which says, Between woman and man, there may exist love, passion, ties of custom, and the like, but there's no real society. Man and woman are not companions. The difference of the sexes places a barrier between them. And, unquote, I comment that my earlier note to Proudhon is relevant here, the one encouraging him to revisit his own concept of association and its expansion with experience. If God should come down to earth, continuing with Proudhon, and dwell among us, we could not love him unless he produced something, nor listen to him unless he proved us mistaken, nor worship him unless he manifested his power, all the laws of our nature. And I comment, I have to object. We should not mistake the human underclass for what the human is. It is yet for us to see and determine whether once we're free, whether our powers of discernment will return. And I, for one, refuse to believe that the human being, earth-crafted and allowed to keep so, is less sensible than other non-human animals. Continuing. All the laws of our nature, affectional economical, and intellectual would prevent us from treating him as we treat our fellow men, that is, according to reason, justice, and equite. I infer from this that if God should wish ever to put himself into immediate communication with man, he would have to become a man. Now, if kings are images of God and executors of his will, they cannot receive love, wealth, obedience, and glory from us unless they consent to labor and associate with us, produce as much as they consume, reason with their subjects, and do wonderful things. Still more, if, as some pretend, kings are public functionaries, the love which is due them is measured by their personal amiability, our obligation to obey them by the wisdom of their commands, which is not at all. He's obviously not advocating that people not be thinking for themselves, all right? Are we clear? Continuing, and their civil list, by the total social production divided by the number of citizens. Thus, jurisprudence, political economy, and psychology agree in admitting the law of equality, right and duty, the due reward of talent and labor, the outbursts of love and enthusiasms, all are regulated in advance by an invariable standard. All depend upon number and balance. Equality of conditions is the law of society, and universal solidarity is the ratification of this law. I'm ready for it. Equality of conditions has never been realized thanks to our passions. And by passions, as I said, we were going to get to this, he refers to its earlier meaning, violence. And recall our Alice. Recall the explanation of where violence comes from, the suppression of spontaneous feelings and our unconscious rage because of it. Enter into this scene our prophets of class, Prince, most recently, who show us the solution to this problem and our prompt. Enter into this scene our prophets of class, Prince, most recently, who show us the solution to this problem. And he did. He modeled it brilliantly and are promptly punished because our critical mass of reclaimed souls had not yet developed. They come to show us the power of refusal and the power of one, as in the one is the all. We have to take this to heart. It is these messages in our throats, on our tongue, in our minds, shared with everyone, that brings us our future. It is our longing, our wanting it bad enough. In the one is the all. They show us ourselves, our prophets. They show us what's been taken from us. They show us true power so that we can become it.